Open that door. Let's get in the car.
Oh.
Are you opening the door?
No, sir.
भद्राणि विपरीतानि चानथा कारिणं कारिणां गुणसंगति देहोवान् न जपन्मस्ति. देहोवान् देहोवान् मीन्स द लिविंग एंटिटीज हु हैव एक्सेप्टेड दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. Deovan. Man, there is a Sanskrit star, Batu. Ostakse Batu. When one possesses something, it is called Batu Pratar. And from Batu, it becomes Man. Deha Man means one who possesses this material world. Just like there are many others. Bhagavan, Gunavan. Ban means possession. Similarly, here also, the same word is used, Ban, Dehavan. So, the Jamadhi says that anyone who accepted this material body, she has to work. She has to work. There are three kinds of energy of God. Vishnu Shakti Parapraksha. Actually, the Lord's energy is spiritual. Spiritual energy. Vishnu Shakti Parapraksha. These living entities, they are also para. Khetragya khyatatha para. There is another shakti, khetragya. The khetragya shakti means we, living entities. We are also energy of Krishna, of God. We are known as khetragya shakti. Khetragya shakti means I know about my body. The pains and pleasures of my body, I can understand. Therefore, I am living. Living entity, and the non-living entity, a stone cannot understand the pains and pleasures because there is no life. But as soon as there is life, the pains and pleasures are felt. The dead body cannot feel pains and pleasures. But Khetragatha Tathapara, as the direct energy of Krishna, of God, is spiritual. Similarly, the living entities, they are also of the same nature. Therefore, God and the living entities are one because of the same nature. Para. Tritiya Shakti Anya. There is another Shakti. Tatha Para. Tritiya Shakti, Karma Sangya. another Shakti, the spiritual energy is one. And the material energy, there you have to work. Tritiya karma sangha anya. There is another energy where you have to work. Otherwise, there is no work. You have to work. Anyone who has got this body, material body, just like an ant and an elephant, both of them have got material body. But none of them can sit idly. The ant requires a grain of sugar, and the elephant requires 300 mons for eating at a time. Huge quantity. But both of them have to work. The ant cannot say, oh, I require only little grain. The lion, he has to also work. He cannot say, I am lion. That's why our lion members, lion club, they write lion. As if they haven't got to work. Nahi suptasya chingasya pravishanti mukhe mriga. One lion thought, there is a story, that I am the king of the animals, so I shall sleep, and I shall order all the animals to come, and I shall eat. So he lies down for several days, no animal came, and he was starving. Therefore, he had to walk. He had to find out his prey. Actually, the lions and tigers, they do not find every day their prey. There is another miserable condition. They are very powerful, but they have very little chance of saying their power. So unless some animal comes, what is the use of power? The animals are, every animal is careful. Nobody is going to the forest where tigers and lions are there. Everyone takes care. The animals also, but when they are too much starving, Krishna gives them food. All right, they can kill this animal. They cannot get everything. Neither they can get food by sleeping. I will not work. No, that is not. Nahi suptasya singhasya pravishanti mukhe mrida. The Hitopada story. So here in this material, you cannot she is working. You have to work. Krishna also says to Arjuna that you cannot leave him without washing. So you have to wash. Foolish people say that Vaishnavas, they do not wash. They wash. They wash simply for Krishna. They are 9, 24. Wow, they wash. They are not as sleepers. So, in this material world, you have to work. But if you work for Krishna, that is dharma. And if you do not work for Krishna, that is adharma. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvam Mahapaitajya Mame Sankarno. You simply work for me. That is life. Is there any counter argument against this logic? You have to work. But if you work for Krishna, then you are saved. If you work for your self gratification, you become entangled. One after another. Then, you cannot get out of these flashes of repeated birth and death. You have to continue sense gratification. Sometimes a man sometimes a demigod, sometimes an animal, sometimes a tree, sometimes an insect, sometimes a bird, sometimes aquatic, sometimes this planet, sometimes another planet. There are innumerable planets, varieties of planets, and innumerable varieties of living entities in this material world, and they are rotating here, there, here, there. But under the spell of Maya, when one gets a particular type of body, he identifies himself that I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that, and he becomes entangled in that business. And simply spoils his life under this impression, false impression, false egotism. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says, the Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das, the actual constitutional position of the living entity is that he is eternal servant of God. If he takes that position, then he says, otherwise he is not. So, in order to be elevated to this position, there are different stages. The first stage is the karma. Tritiya karma sangha anya, tritiya sattva visate. The material energies, those who are in the mode of ignorance, just like animals, they have no other information, neither they can understand what he is. There is no possibility in the animal life of understanding what I am. That is not possible. Therefore, we should utilize this human form of life to understand what I am. When Sanatana Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya to become his disciple, he surrendered himself and said, my dear Lord, I was minister and people used to address me as a learned man. And I accepted them that I am very learned man, I am very intelligent. But actually I am neither learned neither intelligent, because I do not know what I am. This is my learning. I know everything except what I am. That's all. The modern education is like that. He'll talk of everything, but he's asking what you are, there's no answer. There's no answer. Brahma Bhavare Kahaya Pandi Satya Kari Mani. Sanatana Goswami said that this foolish neighbor, they call me very learned man. And I also become self-complacent. I think all them, I am learned. People say, your BA, your MA, your PhD. And I think, yes, I am very learned man. But if a PhD man is asked, will you kindly explain what you are, what is your necessity? He simply say about this body, I am Indian, I am this, I am Hindu, I am a man, I am a woman. That means he can simply give his identification of this body, which he is not. That was his full number one. He is giving identification. This is called Pramaha. Arjuna was thinking in that term. Krishna, how can I fight? On the other side, there are my cousin brothers, and he stands there, my nephew, and my cousin brothers, brother-in-law, Allah is there. And if I kill my cousin brothers, then their wives will be widows, and they will be polluted, and there will be unwanted children. So many things he was explaining. and is very learned man. Very learned man. So, when he was puzzled, he was answering in his own way, but he was puzzled. At that time, he said, Krishna, I am now actually puzzled. Actually, I am Kshatriya. It is my duty to fight, but I am deviating from that duty. So I know that this is my fault, but I am puzzled. I cannot clear up what to do. And I know that you can explain what is my duty. Therefore, I surrender unto you as your disciple. Sishtasya. Sabhimam prapannam. I surrender unto you. Please instruct me what is to be done. This is the position of everyone. Everyone is puzzled. Nobody knows what is the actual duty, what is the actual position. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Tasmat Gurum Prabhupada. When one is actually inquisitive to understand his position, that inquisitiveness is the qualification for approaching a spiritual mode. Otherwise, there is no need of having a spiritual master, there is no need of spiritual. Tasmad gurum pravadveta jijnyasu seva uttamam. One who is actually serious to understand about himself, he requires a spiritual. Otherwise, why you make so? So many people have got spiritual masters, just like so many people maintain dogs, I will have to maintain a dog. Not like that. You must find out seriously a spiritual master who can solve the problems of your life. Sankara dava nalali idalu patrana. That is the first line. Everyone is suffering in the blazing fire of this material existence. And if he is serious to get out of it, he must approach a bona fide spiritual master. That is the intention of Buddha. So, this material existence, you have to work. And you have to work means you have to work pious or impious. There are two things. Dharma and adharma. Lawful or illegal. That's what the Vedas are there. How you can work lawfully without? You cannot work unlawfully, just like in this state. In any circumstances, you cannot work unlawfully. Then you will be arrested. Why didn't you believe in the God's kingdom? The atheists, they take up the position of God because if they accept that there is God, then all their sinful activities have to be explained and they are afraid of that. Therefore, just like sometimes the, what is called? The Jana. I forget the name. There is one animal, just I forget him. They are found in the bushes.
Yeah.
Rabbit. So, the rabbit, when some animal comes to attack, he closes his eyes, as if there is no danger. And the animals very easily catch us. And all the animals, even the monkeys, they also sometimes drop from the tree and then there is another feral animal and close the eyes. So these 80th class of men, by closing their eyes, they try to forget, there is no God, I am God. But that will not save them. God's action will be there. They may think like that. There is no God. I am closing my eyes. I don't care for God. There is a government. Some foolish person. And we have actually seen it. Gandhi inaugurated a civil disobedience movement. So out of enthusiasm, 60,000 Indians, they went to. Because Gandhi said, Jail Sarad ka mandir hai. If you accept jail, then that is the opening for course to a successful. But some of my friends also went to jail, civil disobedience, and there was one friend, I asked him, what is your condition? Actually, many gentlemen died after coming back from that civil disobedience jail, tear gas died. Many leaders, they slow poison and beaten like anything. They know how to govern, that they may not come again in this jail. And so many people died and they suffered. And so I asked one of my friends, sure, whether you are going again to jail. He said, no, I am not. Similarly, we may defy the existence of God. There is no God. I don't care for God. There is no love. For I am everything. So I am. But that closing will not do. God has many again. As soon as you do something wrong, immediately there is punishment. There is punishment. So you have to work. Avidya karma sangha anya sitya asakti rishyate. So long you are in the material under the spell of this material energy, you have to work. And because you have to work, some work may be very good, some work must be some bad. That is natural. So, a devotee says therefore, kamadinam katidhana katidha palita dunnidhita. My dear Lord, actually I am your servant, but because I wanted to be master, therefore I became servant of so many masters. One master is love, and the servant of love, kamadina. The first servant is calm, lust. Therefore, for spiritual life, one has to stop this lusty desire, brahmacharya, sannyasa, restricted household life. Because the lust is the basic principle of this. Janamai sunadi grihamedi sukham mitu sham. There are many instances. So we are servants of lust, servants of anger, kamadina. The lust is the first, adi. And then, when lust is not fulfilled, then we become angry. Just like a child, he wants something, if you don't give, then he becomes angry and cries. So, one after another, lust, anger, greediness, so is it, kamadina. So, we become, in the name of becoming God, becoming independent, we become servant of these propensities. Yes. Kamadina, and they dictate us. You do. Never mind. There is reason. You do it. Dunnidesha. Dunnidesha means, just like I have a servant in a farm and he's black marketing. And the master orders me, you must do this business, black master. That is illegal. But because my master asked me, I have to do it. This is called Dunnidesha. Dunnidesha. The last Of course, there is arrangement for fulfilling your life. God has arranged everything. You are very much anxious to satisfy your senses. So, there is arrangement that you satisfy your senses. You legally accept a wife or you legally accept a husband and satisfy your senses and be Krishna conscious. That is the law. But if one becomes so much lusty that he does not take responsibility and accept a wife or husband, he fulfills his desires in some other way, that's insanity. This is why now. The first thing, the illicit order of the lust. Why not? Why should you restrict yourself in one way? Why not have 1,000 friends and go on, satisfy your senses? This is called dunnivesa. The lust is dictating. So, when one comes to the senses, he says, my Lord, I wanted to be master, but I become servant of all these propensities. Kamadina. Not only I become servant, but I executed their order, illegal order. Kamadina, Kutidhana, Kutidhana, Palita, Dhunnivesa. But now I see that still they are not satisfied. I have served the Lord so faithfully that I carried things which is not to be done. Still, the Lord is not satisfied. Tisang na karunaja. And I have worked for them so faithfully, still they are not happy. They are not pleased. They are not kind upon me. Still ordering, still ordering, still ordering. Kamadinam satidhana satidha palita dunnivesa tithana mahinna kurunaja. They are not kind enough. They do not think that this rascal has worked blindly on my dictation. Now let him go. Let him take rest. No. You must go. This is the position. Tisangna mai kajunaja, not trupa. All right. If they are not kind, but if I ask, are you satisfied with my service? No. Not trupa. Are you now peaceful? No. No upasanti. Will you stop dictating me anymore? No. So long you live, I must dictate. This is also. And people, this is called illusion man. He is trying to be master, but he is becoming more and more servant of these 6 percentages. Manasasthani indriyani pratitisthani karsati. In the Bhagavad Gita. And the mental speculation, being servant of lust, greediness, anger, they are serving hard in this material world. Pratitisthani karsati. Mamai Vahansu, but they are actually my part and parcel. Mamai Vahansu Jeeva Bhuta. Sanatana, Vidana. But they have taken to this business. Therefore Krishna is so kind, he comes personally. You rascal, you give up all this nonsense. Surrender unto me, I will give you protection. But this rascal is not ready. Just like the hawk. And Brahma said, so you are Indra, you have been taught to become a hawk. Now, whatever is done, now I come to take you, please sir. No sir, I cannot go, and I cannot leave my responsibility. I have got so many responsibilities. You are a hawk, you are suffering, and this is not your life, you are Indra, come on. No, no, I don't want Indra. I don't want to be Indra. I want to remain a hog. Alright. Remain. Similarly, Krishna comes to claim, reclaim you. Sarvadal man poet the jamana kang sarna vajana. Sarna no sarna no sarna. This is not possible. I remain a hog. Alright, remain a hog. what Krishna can do and what Krishna's father can do. Unless you agree to surrender, he'll be allowed. All that. Go on with your business. That is required. The first condition, is then you must be able to surrender. That is the whole teaching of Bhagavad. We should stop all this nonsense, benevolent work. I am nationalist, I am socialist, I am this, I am that. You can't go on with that work. But so long you do not agree to be Krishna or Krishna conscious, your this position of repeated birth and death and the different condition of life will continue. So, the karmic position is so precarious. And there are, when one is disgusted with this karmic position, just like this devotee says, that I have served so long, sir, but they are not satisfied. They are not satisfied and I have become fed up. Now I have come to you, sir. Please engage me in your service. That is Hare Krishna. Hare means, oh, my energy of Krishna. And Krishna means, oh Krishna, this is addressing. Oh, energy, because just like this material energy, we are energy, we have to be under other energy. Just like there are different departments of government. There are different energies. So one energy is under some energy, another energy is under some energy. Similarly, we are marginal energy. Tatastha-sakti. So we have to live either under the spiritual energy or under the material energy. That is our choice. Just like you have made a choice to come here. That you are agreeing to come under spiritual energy. But there are many who may not come. They do not agree to come under the spiritual energy. The God there does not interfere. You may remain whatever you like. But because we have got this living condition, we have got this discriminating power, what to do, and therefore satsanga is required to come to our senses, just like naughty children at sent to school to become pacified and to learn. Similarly, this satsanga is required. That was Indian civilization. In every village, in every town, there was arrangement for satsanga and the Brahmins, they were meant for, disseminating this Vedic knowledge, and people used to take knowledge, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, they used to take knowledge from this land and Brahmins, they used to act accordingly. Therefore they are happy. Now they have left everything. Everyone has become God. And they can defy any Vedic rules and they can eat any nonsense, take off. And Swami will say, yes, there is no connection of your religion. And simply meditate that you are God, then everything is changed. But that is not the actual position. You have to hear. Satam prasanga atma vija sangvida bhavanti riskandara chayana satam. You have to hear from the right source. Therefore Vedic literature is called sruti. By hearing. Savanam. Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivyam Satyanam Vandanam Dasam Shattama. These are the roots and revelations. Everything is there. If you kindly accept this authority, then your life is successful. Otherwise, Tama Dinam Kadidhana Kadidha Pandha Sundhidhisa. Be satisfied. It stands like Vigasan, like dogs and hogs, and repeated birth and death, and so on. This is not threatening. This is actually the fact. But unfortunately, we do not try to understand this. That is our fault. Thank you very much. Why should you surrender in that way? That is, in human life, one does not go to the tiger and plead with me. He takes the car. If you have got precautionary measures, why shouldn't accept it? Krishna says, Mami Uja Prapadante Mahami Kansa. You are saved from all the reactions of this Maya simply by surrendering to Krishna. Why don't you accept this? Why do you say that, all right, please tie me to the tiger, I have no other way. Please eat me. Philanthropy? That's not very good idea. When there is precautionary measure, why don't you accept it? You can save yourself.
God
has made several times. God has made several times. God has not made. You have made.
Some
people
are going.
Huh? Truth are going when has become wild.
You know, we can know that.
That is nature's way. Nature's way. This is called sarobika. This is nature's law. You cannot avoid it. This is the apakshar. Apakshar dwindling. Anything, it remains fresh. Just as a flower from the bud, it grows. And then it fructifies and becomes very beautiful. Then there are some seeds. Everything then becomes to dry, wither, and then finish. This is law. Applicable to every anything material. This law is applicable. Anything material. But when you under spirit, when you go to the spiritual world, these things are not. That is eternal. So if you have got chance for being promoted to such eternal life, why not try in this human form of life for that eternal life? Krishna says, Jadgatyana nivattante sadhyamam paramam. Maham upesta pontiya dukkhalaya vathasatam nabnuvanti mahatma sansiddhim paramangat. Why didn't you accept this? The things are there. The measures are there. Just like there are schools, there are colleges. It is open for education. If you don't take education, and then that is up to you. So these books are there. Anadi Bahirmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuligala. We have forgotten Krishna, you do not know from where it began. But it is a fact that you have forgotten Krishna. Now, try to become Krishna conscious. This is the opportunity.
Wisdom is the correct way for oneself to get into liberty from the bondage. That's when you try to start from sight. Because one may not be doing physically anything.
Yeah.
But mentally, everybody is doing something in one way or other.
Yeah. That, let me explain that you have to walk. You cannot avoid walk. But if you walk for Krishna, you are safe. It's a simple thing.
Okay. Indian
Well, when you become Krishna conscious, what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you have to do that. That's all. Krishna consciousness means to apply practically in life the instruction of Krishna. That's all. So why don't you do that? Is there any difficulty?
Yes, it's really very difficult.
Huh?
It is really very difficult.
Yes, it's difficult so long you are rebellious. It is difficult. Why can I have understood? That is difficult. Otherwise, it is second business. You try immediately surrender to Krishna, he takes charge. He says, Aantam Appasham, Sagopahu. You won't do. That is your determination. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? All right, don't do it. He gives you guarantees that I take charge of you. Why don't you surrender? Hey, what is your objection? Then why can't you do it? Why do we do that? So many others are doing, what is difficulty? They are in a different culture, a different society. They are doing. And what is your difficulty?
People, they have
just seen the real world and they have become... They are not material. All these girls, they have got their husbands. Here is husband and wife sitting. What is their... What do you mean by material wife? Eating, sleeping, making, and defending. This is material life. So are they not eating? They're starving? Are they not sleeping? Are they not making? The wife is there. So what do you mean by material life? These four things, but they are Krishna conscious. That's the difference. Simply, they have accepted Krishna as life. Otherwise, nothing is denied to them. It is not that they are eating, they are not eating, they are not sleeping, they are not making. They are not defending, they have become all fools and that's just no. Don't misunderstand. The Krishna consciousness means to avoid everything. Why? You have to walk in Krishna consciousness, that's all. Otherwise nothing is denied. So it is our obstinacy that we do not take to Krishna. Otherwise, there is no danger. I shall not take to Krishna. That is the defect. So, this can be avoided if you attend. Just like all these boys, they were also like that. But attending this lecture, one day can terrorize them. That is the way. Therefore, satsang is required. In the beginning, it appears very difficult. But if you associate with devotee, this maya, this false idea, Chaita Dharpana Mahatma, chant Hare Krishna, and this difficulty will be over. Simple method. If you feel difficulty, go on chanting, constant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And all difficulties will be over.
What's that word,
satsanga? Satsanga. If you don't know this word, satsanga means to associate with devotees. Yes? There are satsanga and asatsanga. If you associate with devotees, then your path of liberation is clear. And if you associate with materialists, then your path of darkness is open. That's all. There are two paths. Mahatseva dharam ahuddhi mukti. Mahatseva. When you engage yourself in the service of Mahat. Mahat means those who are one who is surrendered, this Krishna has said, surrender. As soon as you surrender, you become a Mahat. And one who serves the Mahat, Mahatseva, for him, dharam ahur vimukti, then his path of liberation becomes open. Samad dharam yoshidana sanvishanam. And if you associate Joshi means sense gratificatory agent. Generally Joshi is understood as omen, but not that is limited. Anything sense gratificatory, that is called Joshi. Joshi sangasam. If you associate with person, those are too much addicted to sense gratification. Then your tamadharam, you must know that you are making progress to the darkness. Mahatseva dharam ahur vimukti. So we have to, these things are there, we have to simply learn. Just like a boy, uneducated, when he goes to the school, everything becomes clear. He becomes M.A., Ph.D., that's all. So we have got this advantage. In our India, especially, so many literature, they are available, but we are not taking advantage of it. We are misguided. To take birth on the land of Bharatvarsh is a great opportunity. But we are not taking advantage. Neither the encouragement from the government side, from the parent side, so-called spiritual master. So, our position is very tricky.
स्वामी जी वो कर्मानुसार अगर भगवत भजन में प्रत्यवाया जाता है तो क्या करना
तो जिसका कर्मावसात क्या
स्वामी अपने जो कारज कर्म जो है
हाँ विद्यार्थी किंतु क्या भक्ति भाया बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम इंद्र द किंग ऑफ हेवन डाउन टू द इंद्र जर्म There is a small germ, which is called Indrapo, very small. In the Brahma Sangita, it is said, Jasindra Gopa Mathanandra Maho Sataram Bandhana Rupama Vipalavajanava. Beginning from that big Indra, down to this small Indra, everyone is bound up by the reaction of his own work. Karmani nidhati kintucha bhakti bhajam. If you get to devotional service, your karma will be immediately started. Why? Krishna says, never mind, you are bound up by karma. You get shelter upon me. I will give you protection. When Krishna gives you protection, assures you why you are fearing the karma bandha. वो तो दूसरे के लिए है जो भक्त के लिए नहीं है. दूसरे के लिए those who are attached to this spiritual activity for them, not for the devotee. They go to see these Europeans, Americans, how much available life was there. Now see, because you are serving the devotional service. Immediately change. That assurance is there. The shastra is there. The practical result is there. But the only determination is I will not take to this path. That is the imperative. I will not take to Krishna consciousness. That is all wisdom. Otherwise everything is there.
Prakrutim yanti bhutani nigrahasim karishya.
So prakriti, why should you keep in this prakriti, material prakriti? There is another prakriti. What is the term? This spiritual prakriti. That you can accept. When Krishna says that you come to this side, what does it come? That is your independence. That's why Krishna asked for Arjuna that now I have instructed you everything. What you are going to do? Krishna was not certain that Arjuna would accept my advice. That independence is there. But he said, yes, Karishne Vatsanta, I shall accept. That he was. Yeah. If we agree, everything is there. If you don't agree, what can be done? Yes.
So, Dad, I'm having a disease today. Tomorrow I'll be having a desire for something. And if I'm having a disease, then tomorrow I'll be having a desire of food check. If I have a food check, I'll have a desire of car. Like the desire is using day by day. If the materials are making so much invention. So, what is the best way of
controlling that desire and stopping the desire? You have to purify desire. You have to desire only that I shall serve Krishna, that desire. Then all other desires will be purified. Sarvapadim vinin muktam tat parasena nirmalam. Sarvapadim. You are desiring as something else except Krishna's service. Therefore, these desires are impure. You have to cut down your desire. That is not possible. You cannot be desireless, but you have to purify your desire. That is the first. That purification of desire can take place when you become free from the designation. If you designate yourself that I am Gujarati, I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, that is designation. If you take your true consciousness position that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then immediately all your desires will pass. Tatparatena nirmala. Tatpar. Start playing Krishna, and as soon as I step to the side of Krishna, everything becomes nirmala. And unless you are nirmala, you cannot serve Krishna. That is not possible.
Yes, one engages himself in the service of the pure devotees, then his direction of his energy become more purified, the more one serves the pure devotee.
I found that this was true. Before I was devoted, I used to come to the temple and do little things. Take here and there, day 2 weeks. Just for an hour, every day I would do this for a week. Then it became 2 hours. Then it became 4 hours. Then I never went home. I had to stay. Because I found that was like, living on the outside of a bottle of ice at the beach. But if the jar becomes open and you can go right in, then what does it mean? What is going on the outside of the jar? So the honey is here. Prabhupada has got it here. So you come in here once a day, twice a day. So it's
not
There is no question of leaving. Why do you say that?
He
simply here, he try to understand what is Krishna answer. There is no question of leaving. That is Maya's agent. When the parents see that my son is going to prostitute house, there, oh, I look at that young man. And when he goes to sense the person, oh, this boy is going to a sannyasi. Take with us on, This is mine. They will not object if the boy goes to a prostitute. But they will object if he goes to a sannyasi. This is mine. They Ravalu. Ah, young man. That's all. As soon as he goes to take an instruction, Sadhu Sandesh, oh, this boy is going to be out of home for protection. That is my. Well, sats you have also. Everyone has that. But they do not know. Nothing we do, sats the thing is Vishnu. Everyone sats is Vishnu. When you concentrate in Krishna, that is real sats, and all is nonsense.
Sats.